Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. You know, I've always loved the zoo ever since my kids were little and we had season passes to the Milwaukee County Zoo. There's another great zoo in our area. I mean, top tier. It is the Racine Zoo. Beth Heidorn is the executive director at the Racine Zoo, and she is with us. Beth, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you so much, John.
I love the zoo. You guys have such great energy there, so much going on there. When people ask you what makes the Racine Zoo so special, what do you tell them?
That's a great question. And what I like to tell them is we're 103 years old. We are a small but mighty little nonprofit zoo here that's accredited within Southeast Wisconsin. And the multi-generations that love to come out here just melt my heart.
You and your team put on an incredible series of events throughout the year, and I want to focus on some of those. The Animal Crackers Concert Series is currently running. Tell us about that.
This is our 39th annual series, which is amazing that it's weathered the storm for so long. We just had our first concert on July 8th with Jessie J, and the crowd was electric. She was amazing to listen to. I mean, first of all, you can't beat outside music in the summer on the lake with a sailboat regatta in the background, having a little wine and cheese and listening to some amazing music. And that's what the Animal Crackers Concert Series does for us. We still have three more concerts, one on July 22nd with Alicia Brilla, August 5th with Brass Queens, and August 19th with Grace Kelly. What's super nice about the last concert is that is also when we do a big drone show.
Oh.
So the concert finishes, we shut all the lights off, we make sure everyone's kind of hanging out, and then we have 200 drones.
That sounds really cool. You've got a cigar dinner that people are excited about on July 16th. Give us a little detail on that.
Yeah, so that is our 31st year for that event. And that is from 5 until 10. You get 5 cigars. You get an amazing dinner. We have a live auction. We have a silent auction. You're right on Lake Michigan. You're supporting the zoo with something you love to do. It's a cigar dinner in a non-traditional location.
And a first-time event is Breakfast with the Grinch on Saturday, July 18th.
Yes. So I have people on speed dial, and the Grinch is one of them. And so I reached out to our wonderful friend, and I said, what would you think about coming out and doing a breakfast with a bunch of our wonderful families here in Southeast Wisconsin? And he was like, oh, my gosh, of course I'm going to. So it is 9 to 10:30 on Saturday, July 18th, and he's going to be greeting all the kids and families, hanging out with them, taking photos. It's going to be an amazing breakfast that we have, so we're super excited about that, and just a family event. And oh, by the way, we've got amazing animals, so as soon as the breakfast is done, you get to hang out at the zoo all day and see all the cool things that we have here. And so it really makes for that really great camaraderie and family feel for that particular event. And again, they get to go see the zoo, so why not? And then, oh, by the way, who doesn't want to have breakfast? Let's do that.
Yeah, exactly. That is so fun. And that same day is Christmas in July.
Exactly. So Santa Claus also is on my speed dial. And he was like, Beth, I haven't seen you since December, so I've got to come out. So he's going to come out. And then the Grinch is going to hang out with Santa and go around the zoo. So what's also nice about that day is we have what we call jingle bell doors. So the kids will get to go to the different doors, knock on the door. There's going to be a friendly volunteer that's going to give them some toys and some candy. And so it's our way to celebrate Christmas in July. And then we have a variety of business booths from local businesses that are also going to be here handing out candies. And there's crafts and there's games. It's just a great value-added day for those visiting us on Saturday, July 18th.
Hey, tell us about the zoo debut, because this is always a highlight in the Racine area.
Yes, it is our black tie event. It's our themed charity fundraising gala. And this year, we're actually going to be off property for the first time ever. We're going to be up at the Baird Center in Milwaukee because we won the Baird Center giveaway,
wow,
gala giveaway last year. We're stretching our wings a little bit. We're going up to Milwaukee, and we've got a lot of people already that are excited about it. We're going to be selling to 500 amazing guests. You know, they get greeted with a champagne. It's going to be a gourmet dinner. It's a open bar. We've got live entertainment. We've got a silent and live auction, some games that people get to play, and all the funds stay right here at the zoo so that we reinvest in ourselves for all of our wonderful veterinary care, our daily animal care, education, conservation, and everything in between. And we're just super excited about this event because we're We're going off property, and it's a little bit earlier than we normally do. This one's actually on Saturday, August 22nd. It's going to be super, super fun, and people get to dress up, and who doesn't want to dress up and hang out?
Amazing events. For more information, the website is racinezoo.org. Beth Heidorn is the executive director at the Racine Zoo. Beth, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, John. Lovely to talk to you today.
All right. All the events, so amazing at the zoo. I mean, so much going on. It's just more than the animals. Up next, Road America. John Evert, when Experience Wisconsin continues.